Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
What's happening, Flax?
Oh, another Friday, another day, new dawn.
Boom. This, by the way, this little segment that we do every Friday is called...
Relax, it's Flax.
And you only get one chance, bro.
But it's podcasted.
There you go. So everyone can relive the mistake. Because you know we don't cut and edit anything yet.
Yeah, it's all real. It's all live. It's all raw.
Raw, unscripted, uncensored, unradio.
Can I get some horns?
Yes, you can. In fact, I tell you what. Let's kick it off with this. I want you to give me the five reasons why, if you don't make it through to the end of today's Relax It's Flax, you're missing out on life. And after you drop each one, I'll give you a horn.
Okay, some of the reasons.
Oh, hang on. Actually, no. We need to do this really proper. Let's find this over here. Let's make this really, really cool. So we'll do it a little bit like this. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the five reasons why if you don't make it till the end of today's Relax It's Flax, you are a loser.
Your weekend just won't be the same with all this information. That's your first reason. Your second reason... If you're going on a date this weekend, you won't have anything to talk about if you don't listen. We did that too early. If you don't listen to Relax It's Flax. Number three for you parents out there. If you don't listen to Relax It's Flax, you'll have nothing to say to your kids at the dinner table tonight. Number four. If you bump into a random stranger, want to strike up conversation and potentially date them and marry them in the future, you will have nothing to say unless you listen to Relax It's Flax. If you want to know the inside scoop on celebrities and also some conspiracies that I have come up with regards to South African celebrities, you need to listen to the end of Relax It's Flax.
Boom.
I was going to say what Kanye says in that, where he goes, I am a god. When, hurry up with my damn menage. Hurry up with my damn massage. I am a god. That's all I know.
Alrighty, now you know why you gotta stick around for today's Relax It's Flax. So what's first on the bill, brother man?
I wanna figure this out with you. The other day.
On a Friday.
Yeah. No, we have to put our minds together for this one. The other day, Delez, the rapper, the South African rapper, he Instagrammed that P. Diddy follows him. So I thought, why the hell's P. Diddy following Delez? Like, what is up with that? Like, Diddy's got, let me pull up how many followers. Diddy's got 6.6 million followers and he's very active on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, very active on Instagram. So I went to go look who Diddy's following. And it's, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Something's happening that we don't know about. So I'm scrolling. He follows DJ Speedster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scrolling. He follows KO.
Hmm.
Scroll a bit more. He follows Reason.
Mm.
Who else did he follow that was South African? Something's happening here, eh? I'm telling you, a collab is on its way.
No, I can tell you what it is.
What?
Did he own Ciroc? Ciroc have a vested interest in South Africa. Ciroc work with lots of influencers. Delez, a.k.a. are all influencers for Ciroc. And probably Speedy... What is his name?
Speedster. KO and Reason. Where'd they fit in?
They also probably work with Ciroc.
So then why aren't they all doing collabs and working for Diddy's little empire?
They are.
Like, they just...
You went to Delez's all-white pool party? Who do you think was the sponsor?
Yeah, but I'm talking about why doesn't, like, Diddy hook up Delez with Jay-Z and...
I guess so. You
KO
never know.
With...
Could happen.
Lil Wayne or something like that?
Well, listen, if it does come to fruition, you will have the podcast of this to prove that
I want royalties.
Yeah.
I freaking uncovered this coup.
Yeah.
Is coup the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I uncovered this coup.
Yeah, it is a coup.
Watch, they're all going to be starting to immigrate to America and sign with Diddy.
Mm.
It's crazy to think that Diddy doesn't follow a lot of people. He probably follows 1,000 people, so he sees their Instagrams and that.
It's very cool.
And he probably likes it, and they must start doing, they must Instagram parts of their music videos so Diddy catches on to that.
I'm very excited for AKA's new music video for Dreamwork. It looks really, really cool. I saw the trailer for that.
Oh, I saw people were tweeting out the trailers today. I haven't seen it yet.
It's very cool.
I'm excited for that. Yeah, I forgot the song, though.
Age 25 and a couple of years old, and my daddy going down in high school. I was on the grind, moon.
Something, check your Instagram before you post that shit.
Yeah, bananas in clown, we are McNans.
That's such a dope song. Oh, some of the music that they're dropping is so good.
Swaggy, swaggy, up, swaggy, swaggy.
And down. He, like, owns Twitter.
What else, bro?
Okay, let's go to the top of everything I gave you. Lamar Odom, I don't understand what the hell his vibe is. Because, like, he had it so good, then he dropped the ball, and then he was legit in, like, hell. And then he picked it back up to a place where he was happy, and now he's dropping the ball again.
Because he's an addict. This is what addicts do.
He's no longer with Chloe.
Oh, no.
Chloe's with some other dude.
Oh, yeah.
Some other, like, I think it, what's his name? Something, I've legit gone, try, check if you can pull his name up. It's such a common name. And then, anyway, some mates went over to Lamar's house in Calabasas over the weekend, and they found, like, drug paraphernalia all over the house. They found crack pipes, baggies, and I don't know what a roach is. It says they found roaches. Does that mean, like, bugs and shit?
Roach, pop culture term.
What is roaches?
Let's have a look.
Maybe it's some sort of new drug we don't know about. What's your rate?
I don't know, bro. Roach. I don't know. Maybe it is a new drug.
Maybe Kat knows.
I don't know if she would. Kat, do you know what the roach is all about?
Guys, they're just talking about regular roaches. If you don't clean your house, you'll get roaches. Roach. Oh, wait. Dory knows. Hold on. Dory's our go-to gal.
Oh, no. I know what it is. I know. Dory, double confirm.
It is, like, basically the stub of a joint.
Yes, you're right.
Sorry. You class ones.
You know. You sit next to someone every day in the office. There sits Dory, and she does the social media, and she does, she makes sure everything on the website is right, and, like, she's put together, and she's a mom, and she's, like, all these things, and she runs a family. She's the last person I would have expected to know what a roach is. But look at you, yes, Dory. I think Dory had a wild youth.
Yeah.
I think that she had a very wild youth. Okay.
So that's pretty hectic that he's now back off the bandwagon. Did you manage to find that dude's name that she's now reportedly seeing?
And you know what? I did Google it, and then Google said to me, Ari, you don't give a shit. So then I had to move on.
Khloe Kardashian.
Are we really going to... Okay, let's do it.
Such a common name, this dude.
It's not French Montana still, huh?
No.
Is that over?
She, like, dropped him, got back with him. Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay.
That's it.
Odell is a popular name.
Beckham.
Okay.
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. That's right. What?
Bro, I thought you were going to come with, like, Peter or Tom or Brad, and you come with Odell Beckham Jr. Like, that was ever going to be something that was accessible. Well,
Beckham's like a well-known name.
There's, like, one famous Beckham.
There's three. There's Victoria, Brooklyn, David.
Okay.
I don't know what the other two ones are. Romeo, I think, and some other one.
Yeah. Okay, what else, bro?
Okay, this is, like, breakup week, and it's... I guess, what, is America going into summer?
Because
there wouldn't be these breakups if they were going into winter.
If there was ever someone that was going to know what was happening in America at around about this time, it was going to be Kat Leo Molai. Let's cross to her now for the latest. Did you know that Kat once was on a summer camp? She may not have told you this 600 times before, but she was once on a summer camp. Kat, where in the world are the states at with their seasons?
They're in the summer.
Okay, yeah.
And hence they're called summer camps because they start in June and they end in August.
You were on a summer camp, right?
I went to work at a summer camp.
Did you? I didn't know that. How did it go? Wow, twice.
It was amazing. I gained lots of weight, met lots of people. I gained 5 extra complexions. I was, like, purple.
Okay. So would you say that there is a correlation between breakups and the American summer, seeing as you frequented America in the summer so often?
Well, maybe, like, people just want to, like, whore around more in summer, you know? Well, you don't want to be cuddling. It's hot. Mm. It's sweaty. You want to go, like, party with your friends and sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Jabulani, if there's one there, you know?
Okay, power.
Yeah. You don't want to be holding hands with your bae in the summer. It's hot.
All right, so there could be some truth to this.
That could be why all these celebrities are breaking up.
Who's breaking up?
Of course, you know, Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik broke up.
No.
I don't know why, though. I try to get it out of people in America today, and they were like, we have no clue. This came out of nowhere. They were together for, like, 6 months. She's 21. He's 23.
Bro, he's always wanted to go in his own direction.
Can you get yourself some horns?
No, I wasn't even trying to be facetious there. I was just, you know, stating the obvious.
I'm curious to know if Bella Hadid and
The Weeknd
are going to break up now. Maybe it's just going to be like a weekend fling.
The Bella Hadid is young though, isn't she? Isn't she like under 8?
I think she's somewhere like that. Maybe she's like 20 or something.
I'm quite upset about Gigi and Zayn. I thought they were pretty cool.
I must be honest. I don't really care about them, eh? I forgot about Gigi. I care about Bella and I care about
The Weeknd. Listen, I have to tell you, I don't know if I should be embarrassed about this, but Zayn Malik's album is really good.
No, it is good. It's a
really good album. I think it's better than Bieber's. Way better than Bieber's. It's like more artistic.
Another dude from One Direction is apparently going on a solo career as well.
Oh, which one?
You know, you only know Harry Styles and Zayn Malik from One Direction. So it's some of the other dude with blonde hair.
Niall,
whatever his name is. Yeah, he was caught in the studio and he says he just loves like making music and
singing.
Studio time and stuff like that.
Okay. Who else broke up?
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris.
No, bro.
Okay, now I've like found out why though. How dope is this? So remember Calvin Harris like stopped doing all those like gigs and stuff because he doesn't really like the limelight. He wants to just produce and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Taylor Swift likes all the limelight and she likes going to events and that, and they're just opposites do not attract. You ever told you opposites attract? Lied to you. Opposites repel.
Well, listen, at least she's got an album out of it, because you know the next album is going to be all about Calvin Harris.
Yeah, she's going to drop the maddest album. Calvin will drop the maddest tunes after this. I'm very excited for this, but I'm happy they broke up, because Calvin doesn't want the limelight. He just wants to make music. He's in it for the real reason.
His new single, of course, I Shook It Off.
Yeah, and Taylor says they're never, ever getting back together. It's done.
Overs.
Done.
Okay, well, listen, it wouldn't be an edition of Relax, It's Flax without a very intimate moment between Flax and William. So I'm going to go grab a cup of tea. You two get on with your bad selves.
William!
Hey, this is William.
That's not William.
Oh, no. Who is this? They told me it was William.
Ah, they sold you dreams.
Oh, it's Jono! Jono Sinclair!
I was looking forward to having William.
Fuck William.
Jono Sinclair, it's been 3 weeks since you left us destitute in the streets of Rivonia to pursue a career at a certain media agency who now have to pay us to mention them.
Not 3 weeks.
A month already.
A month.
A month.
That's great. It's been a month.
Jono, how you doing? I heard you found love. I've heard you've moved to Pretoria.
Guys, I don't know what you guys are hearing, but okay. How's things there? How's Relax and Flax?
Oh, it's doing well, Jono. It's doing well. Up and up every day.
Yeah. And I hear you're getting your own page on the website, Flax. Congratulations.
Very exciting stuff. Breaking news there, Jono.
Who is feeding you all this information, Jono?
I have inside sources at Cliff Central.
Ah, there's only one inside source, and it's Katleo Mulai.
Chat updates me on everything before it happens. I know about it.
Jono, we're all very afraid of life post Cliff Central. I mean, is it cold out there? What is the world like?
It's different. But it's not cold. But yeah, I do miss you guys, and I miss fooling around with you on a Friday afternoon. Of course.
Are you at the office?
Yeah, well, I am at the office, yeah, but I stepped out. But yeah, I'm still keeping tabs on the show and reading the blurbs, and every now and then I send Kat a screenshot and I say, hey, well, what is this? What's your name?
Well, we miss you a hell of a lot. I can't believe that it's been a month, but it's very good to hear your voice. And we're like literally down the road from each other, so you must come visit us and bring food.
Yeah, bring Indian food. I love Indian.
Okay, I'll bring Indian food. All right, guys, nice to chat to you.
Very cool. That there is Jono Sinclair, former CliffCentral.com employee. I didn't realize that there was a world outside of this.
Always fun to check on the former employees.
How long till we get Sia on the line?
What's like the waiting period?
About a month, I think.
Them to like do something.
Kat, that was good thinking.
Yeah, you know, you just have to. I know Mike loves to have him on Fridays, you know. It's been rough, couple of weeks.
But now we need William to phone in.
Why do you trick me and tell me that there's someone else on the line?
Because it's the element of surprise.
Okay, but okay. Yeah. I don't feel like that's producer 101, but anyway.
Because you wouldn't have been like surprised if it was John, if you like, if I had written Jono there.
Jeez, okay. I knew it was Jono the second he said hello, and he didn't say what's up.
Ah, exactly.
I was looking forward to that.
I was preparing to go out and get a cup of tea because the two of you, you'd love to have in-depth conversations.
Yeah, I was looking to find out what William's doing this weekend. Remember, like 2 weeks ago on Relax His Flex, he told us he like rented a mad house in Sandton, yes, and had like a bachelor party and stuff like that. That was so cool.
Woody, by the way, on WeChat says the greatest show, of course, has to be Relax It's Flax. I'm day always suck until it's Relax It's Flax.
My but, day always yeah. sucks.
Got 8 hours left.
He's got 8 hours left of his shift.
Yes. So this keeps me going.
Yes. I wonder what time glasses. He starts his shift.
I don't know, bro.
I just came from the optometrist today.
Ah.
I had an eye infection.
Oh, I did hear about. Okay, so before we speak about Justin and Rita, your eye infection, what's up?
That story's going great news.
Okay.
But my eye infection, so I went to the optometrist, little routine check. Mm-hmm. Basically, I had an eye infection. Now it's just out of the one eye. I've still got it a bit in the other eye. And then I'm having some issues with my eyes now. Like my prescription's now gone up for my glasses. And I hate wearing glasses. I hate wearing contact lenses. But then I'm too scared to go get laser eye surgery. Mm. So life's really tough for Michael Flax at the moment.
As Flax pulls his life together and begins to see clearly again, don't worry, it's all going to be okay. Justin Bieber, Rita Ora, what's going on?
I kind of want to leave that for the end of the show because that's like the biggest news story I've ever done.
I have a pen. Kat, can you give me a pen, please?
Oh, something really funny happened earlier. I was trying to get hold of a dude, and he obviously gave me the wrong number. And next minute, this girl answers, and I'm like, hi, is this, let's just say his name was Ben. Hi, is this Ben? And they're like, no, this isn't Ben. I'm like, then who is this? Because this is the number Ben gave me. What do you do, like, in relation to Ben? And she told me she's a porn star.
Wow.
So I had a chat to her.
Did you add her on WhatsApp? Because then you'll see a picture.
I did add her. Well, and? I've got her as him on WhatsApp. But I started asking her a question. I'm like, screw this. If Ben's going to give me the wrong number, then we ask a couple questions. And I asked her, like, how much you get paid and stuff.
And?
She didn't really give me, like, definite answers.
Okay, so just tell me how this conversation... First of all, is this Ben from the morning show?
No. All right. I said I'm just making up a name, Ben. I needed to get hold of a dude for next week for the show.
Okay, so you do that using an alias?
No, I can't tell you his real name. Oh! So I have to tell you his name's Ben.
Okay, so you try to get a hold of Ben.
Yeah.
Where did you get Ben's number from?
Ben gave me his number, but obviously...
hang on. Ben Karpinski.
No, this isn't Ben.
Okay.
Okay, let me go with another name that isn't so close to the morning show. Charles. I needed to get hold of Charles.
Yes.
Charles is doing something on the show next week.
Yes.
And I had Charles's number from quite a while back when he gave it to me.
Okay.
So I phoned Charles today, and Charles gave me the wrong freaking number for him.
Oh.
And this lady answered. And I started asking her, like, what's your connection to Charles and all this? And she's like, I don't really know Charles. I've done some work for him. I'm like, what work do you do? She told me she's a porn star.
Huh.
So I was trying to get out of her, like, how much do you make in the industry? Maybe there's money in the porn industry. She'll say it depends on what work. I can't exactly give you an exact figure. Depends what I do and blah, blah, blah. So after that, I went to go check online how much you get paid to be a porn star. And you get paid quite a bit, eh?
If nothing, you have a very interesting life. And you have very interesting things that happen in your day.
Yes.
I've never randomly phoned someone to book them for a show to then go into a conversation about how much they earn as a porn star. And you must be very interesting
curious.
On the phone as well then, because I wouldn't even get to a point where that would come up in a phone conversation.
I've never known how much you make in that industry.
Yeah.
It's just one of those industries you don't know much about.
Mm.
So I went to go look online. Unfortunately, I've only got dollars here. But if you're a porn star and you're doing a girl-on-girl scene, you'll make about $800. What's that? Let's take the exchange rate at 10. Let's round it off to 10, even though we probably
like
15.
Yeah. Okay. Like 8 to 12 grand.
Okay. 8 to 12 grand. That's not bad for like a scene. What's a scene? Like 15 minutes?
No, I think that's dreadful because that thing's going to live forever. So no matter what you do in your life, you will always be on the internet in a porno.
But say you do a couple of those like in a week.
Still.
Guy on girl scene, you'll make about $1,000.
Mm.
That's pretty nice. Anal sex, you'll make only $200 extra.
Oh, shit. There goes.
But what
that
really,
career opportunity.
What really pays well, I'm seeing here, is double penetration. You'll get $4,000 for that. That's a lot of money.
Kat, you've got some strong opinions on that?
Mm-hmm. No. No, it's fine. No words.
Why do you bring us to this point on a Friday, Max? Where we're talking about double penetration.
No, I'm just telling you how much you make. So that is like, in the porn industry, that is seen as like the golden thing to make the money.
Mm.
You know? Like you'd think it was the one before, which was anal, but double penetration is where the money's at in porn. Hmm. So whenever you're watching a porno, you'll look at it differently because you'll know how much they get paid and what is like the top thing to get paid for.
Okay.
Like, it's not girl-on-girl or girl-on-guy, stuff like that.
Great advice for the weekend.
Just, it was just something I found out today I wanted to share with you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, now this also, you must pay attention.
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about Rita Ora?
That she's a Rihanna wannabe.
Do you know who she's dated in the past and what they've become?
She's dated a lot of guys. I think she even dated Leo DiCaprio at one point.
Let me pull up a list here.
Okay, tell me.
So have you ever watched those movies, Good Luck Chuck, and where basically the guy will sleep with the girl and then the girl will find like marriage after that or something like that?
Ah, yes. That was with Dane Cook. Mm. And then he slept with all these women and he was the charm and ordered them to find Mr. Right afterwards.
Rita Ora is basically the Hollywood charm.
Huh.
I went to go look at who she's dated and what they've become. She slept with Chris Brown. Mm. He's an amazing rapper now. She slept with Calvin Harris even. Look at... he's a rapper.
Who, Chris
R&B
Brown.
Rapper.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris.
Who just broke up with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the music he's making. She apparently even slept with Snoop Dogg. She slept with Drake. Apparently even slept with Jay-Z. And she had a relationship with Rob Kardashian. Look at what these people are doing with their lives. They're all big-time celebrities making amazing albums. Take this. What's his name? Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
What's his song? On the hotel floor. No, don't fuck with my heart. How tall does she want? Take aim and reload. I don't want to go there. Do you know what that song's about?
No.
That's Rita Ora.
Oh.
She cheated on him while they were on tour.
Really?
Let me pull up the lyrics.
I don't know if all these guys have ended off for the better, though, without Rita Ora in their lives. I don't know if this...
No, they have. She's the lucky charm.
Well, no, she just sleeps around a lot. I would say that's the...
The song's called Don't by Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
She
has a lot of sex, Rita Ora, if this is all true.
I met this girl last year. She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. Blah, 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 blah.
But if we're honest, Ed was reaching a little bit with Rita.
But now this is where it gets exciting.
Mm.
Rita Ora not only... entered a club, but exited a club in the same car as Justin Bieber. So they hooked up on that night. So the music Justin Bieber is going to come out with is going to be spectacular. And this is straight out of Hollywood. This is confirmed. This is 110% true that they left in the same car. I know, you're a bit flabbergasted.
It's a lot to take in.
I know. This is like an information overload on Relax.
He's either going to make great music... like Calvin Harris.
Or Ed Sheeran.
Or he's going to land up fat like Rob Kardashian. So it really can go either way with Rita Ora.
Rob Kardashian's still rich and he's still like a celebrity and big time, you know?
What do you think would happen to you if you dated Rita Ora?
I'd obviously become an instant celebrity and I'd make a smash hit that will go viral.
I don't
like
quite
Justin Bieber.
Understand the logic, but I do respect it.
Do you not see? There's all connections, just dots upon dots upon dots. And
no, it's just that she sleeps with a lot of guys.
And then these guys become?
Well, they were before.
Yeah, but then they become even better.
Or fatter. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Ed Sheeran's song Don't is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a good song. Okay, I like the logic. I like the logic. What else?
Give
me one final story for the weekend ahead.
Okay, so Leonardo DiCaprio,
mm.
he did a bet with Tobey Maguire. Do you remember Tobey Maguire?
He was Spider-Man.
Yeah. So he bet Toby that he could sleep and have sex with 6 Victoria's Secret models in a single night. Apparently, Jesus, I'm saying apparently a lot again. That is really bad.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's probably better to say apparently than the name of another religious leader.
Oh, sorry about that.
But okay.
My apologies. So apparently, oh my God. So they say that Leonardo, what he does every day, he just parties all night. He has threesomes at night, and then he just sleeps all day, goes to the next party at night, sleeps all day. How crazy is that lifestyle, eh?
It sounds like a great lifestyle.
To get all 6 Victoria's Secret models to sleep with him in one night, he says the girls will be up for twosomes and threesomes to make his goal more practical.
When did Leonardo say this? This doesn't seem like something he'd use in an Oscar acceptance speech.
This came out in an issue of National Enquirer.
Ah, yes, a respected journalism publication.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, they're not very respected, though. I was.
Kat, have you heard of them?
The National Enquirer, Kat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone has. But well, except you guys.
They're not a very respected publication. I have heard of them, but they're not like, you know, Time magazine.
I believe they are. I mean, they're not Time. But
do you believe that Leonardo DiCaprio would have said to a journalist from the National Enquirer, I've slept with 6 Victoria's Secret
models? No, he's going to. He's That's going the bet. To.
Yeah, why wouldn't he? He's not married, is he?
No.
He don't have children, does he?
Nah, he'll do it.
Okay.
See? Well, why wouldn't a single man sleep with all these models?
Not called a DiCaprio for nothing.
Yo. Yes, that was funny. I didn't even think of that. What cat say?
What cat?
That wasn't funny.
What?
That was at all.
Dick as in...
As in you are sucking on his dick right now.
What?
What?
That wasn't funny what he said.
It was a play on words.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny. And then Mike just said it's funny because you said it.
No, it was funny.
You genuinely thought that was funny.
It wasn't funny.
It's like, oh, play on words.
You guys just love each other too much. Everything the other one does is entertaining to the other one. Hence, I say you're just like his dick right now.
Oh, my God. You're so gratuitous yes, on a Friday afternoon.
Well, it's not my fault you guys have a romance. Oh, cut it on. Cut it on.
Oh, by the way, what I think is great is that your voice sounds less nasally now than it did just after 4.
I just blurred it, that's why.
Oh, now it sounds nasally again. What a joke. Okay, how do we keep up all day, Mr. Flax?
I'll kind of hit you with my last story.
Oh, yeah, give it to me.
Okay, so this lady, Pixie Fox, 26-year-old model from Sweden. She's had 19 cosmetic surgery procedures. She just spent $6,000. She visited a guy in India to get this done. She had her eye implants. She had the colors of her eyes changed. She wanted to look like some character in a cartoon, Jessica Rabbit and Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. So she... Why is Kat laughing at me?
Just ignore her. Just ignore her.
So she had her eyes, each one a different color. How crazy is that? That is just
That's a mental
bizarre.
Issue. That's a mental issue.
Her pupils... You look at her pupils. Go. Pixie Fox. P-I-X-E-E. Fox. And they're just a different color each.
I don't want to see that. I don't know why people do that kind of thing.
Some people are just crazy when it comes to cosmetic surgery.
She had 2 intraocular implants inserted into her pupils through a 2.8-millimeter incision. Why do you want to take a knife to your eyes?
Yeah, you know how dangerous that is. Like, she even had to find a guy in India to perform this. It was probably not even done in a proper hospital.
What I don't understand with these plastic surgeons and that is that why they're not regulated to send people for psychiatric evaluation before they just operate on them.
It's all about the money. This world's run on money.
It's got to change. That's just ridiculous.
It's all about the money.
People need to be evaluated before they get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's mental issues. Okay, cool. How do we connect with you all day, Michael Flax?
Go follow me on Twitter right now, at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Also, Instagram, Michael Flax. Facebook, Michael Flax. Go like my Facebook page. And Snapchat, I'm going to have a mad weekend this weekend. So follow me on Snapchat. That is Mike Flax, MichaelFlax.
Very cool. Thank you, Flax, for always bringing the most amazing content.
Infotainment,
bringing amazing energy. I know that it's difficult sometimes, specifically in this toxic space.
You mean toxic as in, like, people are always sick?
No, I just mean you. but you continuously deliver despite the odds.
So you can get mom.
So thank you very much. That there is this week's edition of Relax, It's Flax. CliffCentral.com